USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says cities and states should not be shut down again even if there is a second wave of coronavirus, citing the economic damages that would be involved. Wednesday, while speaking on Capitol Hill, Mnuchin also said, though he's not opposed to more stimulus funds.
I think we're going to seriously look at whether we want to do more direct money to stimulate the economy. But I think this is all going to be about getting people back to work, and we look forward to working with the entire Senate on this.
That news on the heels that workers filed another 1.5 million claims for jobless benefits last week, the Labor Department is reporting. The number of workers receiving benefits did fall slightly to 20.9 million. On this news, the Dow has been down at times over 1,200 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Some states are reporting spikes in COVID-19 cases. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
At least 16 states have seen increases in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Dean Bloomberg is an infectious disease expert at the University of California, Davis.
We might open up too far, too fast, and if that happens, we may need to adjust.
And the nationwide police brutality protests are raising fears of another wave of infections. The director of the Harvard Global Health Institute offered yet another sobering prediction that the U.S. could see another 100,000 coronavirus deaths by September.
Loser of the 2018 gubernatorial race in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, says she's not being betted to be Joe Biden's running mate. The former Georgia state representative telling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert that I have said many times, if called, I will answer, but I have not received any calls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you protest over the death of George Floyd, one of the main groups you'll be protesting alongside is a group called Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is listing among their demands to abolish the police and juvenile jails, along with free college tuition. Celebrities have been donating millions of dollars to the group, as are some businesses. But where exactly is that money going? If you look on Black Lives Matter's donation page, the second contribution rule says your money will go to a group called Act Blue. Act Blue is an online central hub that processes money for Democratic candidates and causes all across the country. Act Blue is anticipating raising $3 billion for the 2020 election cycle. Much of that money will be used in an attempt to defeat President Trump and Republican candidates. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says Americans should come together to honor the memory of George Floyd. The House Minority Leader also saying,
"This is a moment in time that people should work together to strive to solve the problem. This nation believes in the rule of law, that no one should be judged based upon the color of their skin, and nobody should be judged based upon the color of their uniform either. And that's what we should work together in principle to make sure at the end of the day, the thing that we've all believed is that we strive for a more perfect union."
McCarthy speaking there on Fox News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.